Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Ches. We're on Daf Tzadik Ches. We are about
10 lines, 7 lines.
7 lines down, we're up to Osham. Right, so we're learning about different limudim from the pasuk. So here we go. Awesome. Oh, in the third line?
No,
miluim. Miluim. What do we learn out from the word miluim in that pasuk that teaches us something about miluim? So, ma miluim, mosfeim b'sreifa, the leftover karbonos, the leftover meat has to be burnt. Vein balechayim b'mosreihen, but live animals are not burnt. Af, so too, kol mosfeim b'sreifa, any leftovers are burnt, any noser is burnt. Vein balechayim b'mosreihen, and live animals are not burnt. Okay? The Nesivos HaKodesh asks, what's the havamina that a live animal, first of all, how do you have a live animal that's left over? How do you even have such a thing? So Rashi explains. Where is Rashi? Rashi's down over here. It's like in the wide lines already. Shim hayu bale chayim b'mosreihen. You have an extra live animal. How's that? Kigon. Yachid shahifrish shtei karbanos. Lach rais. You donate two, one as a backup. Right? Chovaso shim yavara adam yichapeb echad yichapeb b'sheni. If you lose one, you have the other one. Guy's a little bit anal, so he makes two, just to make sure in case he loses one. Then what do you do with the other one? You didn't lose it. So what do you do with it now? Right? I would have thought, you burn it. No, you don't burn it. You don't burn live animals. Oh, I'm hipfish. Okay. So the Nesivos HaKodesh asks, what's the havamina you're going to burn a live animal? It's not no, sir. He doesn't have an answer to that question.
What does he do with it?
He's got to wait for it to get a mum. I'm going to burn it. I need to learn from the milum. You don't burn it? That's a little bit harsh. Shlamim. Ma shlamim mifaglin. Umispaglin. A shlamim can do pigle. And it can create pigle. Both of them. Afkal mifaglin umispaglin. So too, every carbon, you can have pigle both ways. You could... Yeah. Okay. Masnisa tana mishmei derbi akiva. Mincha. Another word. Ma mincha miskadeshes bibulua. Mincha. Can, whatever touches a mincha becomes like a mincha. Af kol miskadeshes bibalua. So too, anything that's holy that touches the holy carbon becomes holy. We said that yesterday, by the way. We said it by a chatos, and now we're saying it again by a mincha. So v'istrach l'michtav mincha, v'istrach l'michtav chatos. I needed to learn this by mincha. And I needed to learn this by chatos. Why? Ma diash mincha. If you only had it by mincha, the iri derechicha mivle. Because what's a mincha? Flour. Flour is something soft. So of course, if flour touches an item, it'll make the item holy, tamei or holy kodesh, just like the item itself. Aval chatos, but meat, ema lo, maybe not. Viash minan chatos. And if you only had chatos, I would have thought mishum de karir. Because the chatos is, Rashi says, mitok she basar of, it's thick, fatty meat. V'nichnas besocho hashuman ba'omko. And the fat of the meat causes the flavor to go into the other item. So that makes sense. Aval mincha emolo, maybe mincha, maybe not. Tzricha, that's why both are necessary. Okay. Chatos, what do we learn from the pasuk? When the word chatos, Ma chatas in a ba'el mena chulin. Chatas can only come from chulin. You can't bring a chatas from Meiser Sheni or things like that. Only chulin. And ela mena chulin, ubayom. It can only be brought by day. And ubiyado ha'imanis. Can only be done with your right hand. Af kol in a ba'el. So to every carbon. In a ba'el mena chulin. Only from chulin. Ubayom. And by day. Ubiyado ha'imanis. And with your right hand. V'chatas minolan. How do we know all those things are true by chatas? So Amar Rav Chista, Amar Kra, v'hikriv Aaron es para chatas asher lo. Aaron will bring the par. Mishalo, flo mishal tibur. Not from tibur, flo mishal meiser. Not from meiser. Bayom. So now one second. We learned that bayom. Mi bayom tzavasa nafka. There's a separate pasuk of on the day you have commanded. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kedei Nazba. Yeah, that was just thrown in here. That's not the Makar. That was just thrown in here. Kedei Nazba means it's written for no reason here. That Bayom. We know already Bayom. Also, Biyadi Yimanis. You're telling me over here is the Makar for the right hand? We know that. It's old news. Midrabba Bar Rabchana. Nafka. Dam Rabba Bar Chana. Am Rish Lakish. Kal Makam Shinemar Etzba Vikahuna. In El Yamin. Whenever it says Etzba and Kohen, it means the right hand automatically. So I know already it means the right hand. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kenei Nazba is thrown in for no reason. Right, we said three items. Two of them were for no reason. V'iboy seima, well, there is a reason. Savar l'krib Shimon, Amar, etzba, lo boy kahuna. The word etzba doesn't require the word kahuna, but kahuna, boy etzba. The kahuna requires the word etzba, so therefore we wouldn't know, according to him, how do you know it has to be your right hand? So we have another lima to teach me that.
Don't we know that the Torah said there's not an extra word in the Torah?
Yeah.
Add just a word thrown in?
Mm-mm.
What is he talking about?
The thrown in was in the Brisa. We just made a statement. Chaz has day by day. We know that already. You're right. I said it for no reason.
But it comes from a pasuk.
No, but so what we learn out from those words? I don't know. We'll forget something else. Asham, ma asham, atmosav mutarin. Just like an asham, the bones are mutter. What does that mean? Af kol atmosav mutarin. So to the bones of any carbon are mutter. Says Rashi on the bottom. Ma asham atzmosav mutarin. Four lines from the bottom. Ani shamati, I heard, sharinecha lekahanim. That if kahanim want to eat the bones, they could. V'noser ba'atzmos lo shayach. There's no noser by bones. Ella davar hanechal. Ella has eaten. So there's no noser by bones. So if you want to take the bones of an animal and use it for something, go right ahead. There's no issue. Then Rashi says, then the Gemara says, so too all korbanos are like that. Now, says Rashi, afilu ola, even a korban ola, which is supposed to be burnt. No, but the bones I want to save. What am I going to do with them? I don't know. You can do a lot of things with them, right?
It says here to make the utensil.
Right, so I could use even the bones, because it's not edible, so therefore it's not an issue of noser. Isn't it all supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach? So, when we boil a ha nami chatos michatos havi matzul meilav. Then Rashi says, v'nir be'enai de malu yiyye yisera nafkale b'dasham. Okay. Oh. So, I was thinking of the wrong Rashi. So, Rashi seems to say, even the Ola. Never heard of that. Okay. Now, that entire Amid was one long darshaning of a pasuk. Now Rava says, now Rava, I'm a Rava. Back to the dam. Pshitali. It's pasha to me. Dam chatos lamata, v'dam ola lamala, tu'un kibas. We have a rule, we learned this already, that the dam of a chatos only gets splattered onto the begadim, it requires you to wash the begadim. Correct? What about dam of an ola? No. Only dam of a chatos. Whatever the dam of a chatas spills on your beged, and the ola blood falls right on top of that one. So underneath is the dam of the chatas, and on top is dam of an ola. It says Rav, that's pasha. You have to wash that beged.
Yeah,
pasha. Tashma, by Rav, what about the other way around? Dam ola lamata. Oh. The ola blood is on the bottom. Dam chatas lamala. Mahu. Now what's the story? Mishum nogehu v'hanogea is touching the beged. Says Rashi on the third wide line. Shadam ola nivla bebeged. The dam, the underneath dam, gets absorbed into the beged. V'chishenafal dam chatos olav. And when the chatos falls on top, dam falls on top of that, negehu bebeged. It touches the beged. Aval eno nivla doesn't get absorbed. Daha shavale bebala dam ola. Because the beged's already full from the dam of the ola. So it couldn't absorb into the beged. It already did that from the dam of the ola. You hear this? But the dam of the chatos is on top of it. So, what's the story? Oh, Dilma, Mishum. Yeah?
Why would I have a thought that you can't
wash it? They don't have to. Why would I think you don't have to wash it? Because Dilma, Baluahu, Vahalo Bala. In order to have to wash the bag, it has to be Balua, and this didn't happen. That's his question.
Only Dam Chatas is a problem?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We said, you want to wash it for cleanliness, that's fine, but you don't have to.
Only
chatos. So the Gemara says, Hadar Pashtei, then we answered it, the ain B'toin, kibbutz. Now, you don't have to wash it. It doesn't require washing. Why not? Why not? Right? What's the explanation? Why? Why not? Like the Gemara just passed. Okay, no. What's the back and forth? There's a back and forth. Amar Rava, says Rava, Leiter, Pshitali, it's obvious to me, Dam al Beged, Chotzeis. If you have Dam on a Beged, it's a Chatzitza.
Chatzitza to what?
So you have to be Toivel the Beged. So you can't Toivel a dirty Beged. It's a Chatzitza. Vim Tavachu, ain't a Chotzeis. But if you're a butcher, it's not Chotzeis. Right? Yeah. Why is it not chotzeis?
You're used to it.
Because you're used to it. You're not makbid. That's what you are. You're a butcher. Your whole life is all... You're not makbid. And we know, min haTorah, this is not a halacha to paskin, the issue was rov of the beged and hakpada. Because you're makbid. You're not makbid for a stain of dam. You're not some fancy hotshot executive. You have to look like... No, who cares? You're a butcher. If you don't look like that, there's something wrong with you.
So we're not talking about a carton here.
No. We're talking about a regular beged that got tamei, right. Has to go into the mikvah.
Right.
By the way, it has a stain on it. It's a chatzitza. Unless you're a butcher. Why? Because then who cares? Yeah. A good butcher guy doesn't care. Yeah? Right? So asks the Beis Yosef, don't we have a rule? Butla daitza eitzel kol adam? Which means, subjective thoughts don't count. Objectively, what's the story? So objectively, there's a problem. You have one profession doesn't bother them. Don't we always say that? Don't we always say that, Din? That your thoughts are buttle to the majority, to the objective. Objectively, the guy doesn't look good. That's a problem with that. It bothers me. You pick 100 people, it would bother 99 of them to have walk around with blood on their shirt. 99 people would bother them. This one guy doesn't bother him. Don't we say that? So the answer is we don't say that. Right? We don't say that. Right? It says, what? Because by butchers, they don't care. That's the basic of it. The whole profession is not makbid. So that's objectively, they don't makbid.
So if the lady, if it doesn't bother a lady, it's the same thing?
So minat Torah is the same thing. Midrabanan, we're machmer. With Rabbanah, we don't allow that. That's why if a woman goes to the mikvah and she found out that she had some toenail polish, sometimes you could call a rabbi. There's room because they're not makbid. So it's only with Rabbanah, we're makbid on everything.
Right.
But that's where it comes from.
But I'm saying, but it's at least not makbid on the
blood. Of course, it doesn't matter. Because makbid is not the... First of all, she can't say that.
She can't?
She can't. No, she can't say that. Oh, I wasn't makbid. She can't say that. Because it's objective. The Gemara is saying, now here, look at the next case. Revav al bigdo chotzeis. You have a stain on your beged, not blood, a different stain, a grease stain from your slobby eating. That's on your shirt. Vimocher revav who ain't a chotzeis. But if you sell grease for a living, right, that's what you sell, then you don't care either. You're an auto mechanic, exactly. So, boy revav, dam for revav al bigdo mahu. What about if you're an auto mechanic and you're also a butcher? So you have both stains on your shirt. You have both. Right? Im tavahu. 1 second. What's the question? If you're a butcher, typically a mishum ravav, but you have a grease stain on you. And in the I mishum mocher ravavhu, typically a mishum dam. And if you have a grease stain on you, but you're not a butcher. So either way, it's a problem. Okay, no, the answer is you're both. No, lo tzricha da'avid l'havaha. You're both. You're an auto mechanic, and you're also a butcher. So you have two stains on your shirt. You have grease stain and you have blood stain. And you go to the mikvah and you have to wash these things off. Well, for an average person, of course you do. But he doesn't care about either one of those. So, achada lo kapit, atarti kapit. On one, nobody minds. On two, he does mind. Odilma, achariti, atarti, nami lo kapit. On the other one, also not makbid. Couldn't care less about the other one. And the answer is teku. We don't have an answer to that question. That pressing question. So, hajin aloch dam chatos. Hajin aloch dam chatos. Hajin aloch dam chatos.
What is he wearing?
What?
All the time. So when he's a butcher, he minds that he has.
No, but the point is now got tummy. Right. So now you have to put in the mikvah.
Right.
So So does he have to, no, does he have to wash that stain off first? Okay, next parak. I'm winding down this Masechta, by the way. Less than a month.
Yep.
Less than a month. Menachos. It starts on Rosh Chodesh El.
Yeah, that's right.
Rosh Chodesh is 2 days. Shabbat Sunday. Starts on Sunday. Shabbat finishes, what? Yeah, much more, much better. Yeah. It's very hard. Menachos, you have a good 20-30 blot of a tangent of tzitzis and tefillin. Yeah, that all the Gemara's about tefillin and tzitzis are there, Menachos. Tcheles, it's a whole law, it goes on for a long time, it's very good. A tefillin yom, or mechus hakipurim, what's a tefillin yom? A tefillin yom is somebody who has tumma. He got rid of the tumma, and all he has to do is wait for nightfall. All he has to do. He's called a tefillin yom. He's not really tamei, but he's not 100% tar. Next, mechus hakipurim. He's a guy who's fully tar, but he still has to bring karbanos. Till he brings karbanos, he's not allowed to eat any kachim. Otherwise, he's totally tar. Okay? Einon, and they're kahanim, by the way. They're both kahanim. They're kahanim. So, einon chalkin b'kachim lechol erev. They cannot get divvied up the kachim to eat it that night. I'm a tefillin yom or mechus hakipurim today. Well, mechus hakipurim is hard to have because you bring the carbon by day. The point is, let's say tefillin yom, Tuesday. So Tuesday night, I'm not going to be tefillin yom anymore because the Herif Shemesh happens on Tuesday. Tuesday night, I'm going to be good. Somebody brought such a good carbon. Oh, the meat look is schmack. So tonight, and today I can't eat it because I'm in mechus hakipurim and I'm bringing my carbon at the end of the day. And when everyone's at the end of the day, I'm a kohen. Or a tefillin yom. At night, I'll be eligible to eat this meat. So can I eat it now? No. Can it divvy up to me now, and I'll save it for later? No. The mission says, no. Onain? What's an onain? So today, an onain is somebody who's a relative passed away. Before kvura. That's an onain. The Gemara's time, we have a whole next two daf about this. An onain is somebody who, it's a five-way machlok is what an onain is. So an onain is somebody who's a relative died. And nogeya, he's allowed to touch kachim, but ve'eno makriv. He's not allowed to be makriv kachim. Okay? Ve'eno chalok lechol la'erev. And he can't divide up the karbanos to eat it later that night, when his status will change. Why is his status going to change? We'll talk about that in the Gemara. Bali mumin, what about if a kohen has a mum? Okay, he's a wokahanim. Bali mumin abides a bal mum. Bein bali mumin overin. Bein bali mumin kavuin. Whether it's a temporary mum or a permanent mum, doesn't make a difference. Chalkin, v'ochlin, they can let it eat karbanos, a bal mum. No issue. Aval, lo, makrivin. But they can't be makriv a carbon because they have a bal mum. Is that part of the mitzvahs? Can't go murder people. Okay, so? Because we're not talking about an onan what you think of. That's why. You'll see. Kol she'ein roi la'avoda, any time you're not roi la'avoda, then ein cholak b'bashar. You can't get any meat. Except for a balmo. It's the only exception. Anybody else, you can't do the avoda. Why not? I'm an onan. Or I'm tame, whatever it is, but later I won't be. Eino cholek b'basar. Except the only exception is a balmum. Okay? V'chol she'ein lo b'basar, and if you can't get any meat, ein lo b'oros. You can't get any hides. Okay? Afilu tame b'shas zrikas damim. Even if you're tame, when they sprinkled the dam, v'tar b'shas hatter chalavim, but when at night, when they're going to do the chalavim, the fact, you're not tummy anymore. You don't have an issue anymore. Ain't no cholik basar. You don't get any basar, shenamar, because it says, Hamakri v'sadam hashlamim v'sachilev v'bnei aron lo yitiyeh shok hayimin lamana. Okay? That what did that pasuk say? That even if by the zrikas hadam you're tummy and you tar later, it doesn't matter. Okay? Menahani mili. How do we know that? How do we know all that? So, what? Yeah, 1 second. Yeah. Okay, one second.
What was the question?
The question was, the Mishnah just said the pasuk. What's the Gemara asking? Manahani mili. So the Chok Nosson asked that question. Okay, so he gives some answer. So, Amar Shlokish, Damar Kura, the pasuk says, HaKohen HaMachate. What's a Kohen HaMachate? No. The Machate means one doing the Avoda. HaKohen HaMachate. What kind of funny word is that? Yeah. So the pasuk, the Eben Ezra, the overseer says, it's a Kohen who removes the Chet. How does he remove the Chet? By doing Zirkas Adam. Right. HaKohen HaMachate. Osi Yochlena. He could eat from the carbon. Kohen HaMachate. Ochel. Shena Machate. Eina Ochel. Right? Only the Kohen that did the Zirkas Adam. If he didn't do the Zirkas Adam, he can't eat. So Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. For Klolahu, what about Hari Mishmar? What about the whole Mishmar? Only the guy who sprinkled the dam could eat from the meat? What about everyone else? They didn't work on that carbon. They were busy with something else. They can't eat the carbon? So Gemara says, no, of course they can. Kula, the ain, Kula, the ain, Kula doin, not very Mishmar, Kula, dein mechatid v'ochlin. They didn't do it, and they were allowed to eat. So Gemara says, you're right. Roy lechitu kamrinan. Talking about people that are roy for Zvika Saddam. Who's roy? Everybody who's tar. Everybody without issues. Those people are roy to eat it. So Gemara says, "Vare katan." What about a katan? The ain a roy lechitoi v'ochel. A katan's not allowed to do avoda, but he's allowed to eat the meat that night, right? Rashi says, "Katan." Second line, puzzle avoda. Katan can't do avoda. The nafkalan me'ishim is arachel darasam ba'kol shochtin b'seifei b'katshim ochel. But he can eat kachim. Your kid can eat. He's no problem. Darminan b'menachos, ish ka'achiv, ish cholek, v'en katan cholek, when the ma'at lay, ma'chaluka, ma'chal da'achil. So it, obviously, so the pasuk says that a katan, the Gemara learns out of drush over there, that a katan can't be in charge of divvying it out. That he can't do, which is what the Gemara is going to say right now. That he can't do. But he can be in charge of eating, but he's allowed to eat it. He just can't be in charge of divvying it out. You get this piece, you get that. That he can't do. But he can eat it. Then Rashi says, V'od, also, kol zachar ksiv. It says kol zachar. What's Rashi adding on over there? Which means a male. Prat, a kid. A child. What's Rashi adding a second reason? Right? So the Sazema says an unbelievable thing.
What's that, what does it mean, prat, in this context? What does it mean, prat, God?
That a katan can't be in charge of giving out the meat to all the other kahanim. He's a 12-year-old kid. He's not doing anything over there. You make you in charge. No, he can't be in charge. He's not in charge. So he's allowed to eat? Yes. Yeah. So he just said only people that are roy. He's not roy.
Because
he's not a gadol. He can only katan. So it's a kasha.
Right.
So before we get to that kasha, why'd Rashi give two reasons why a katan can't do with two psukim? So the Sfasema says, what if he was a katan now? His mitzvah is that night.
Yeah.
Just like all these other people, that he's a tummy now, but at night he's being tar. So right now he's a 12, but tonight he's bar mitzvah. So he'll be a gadol. So can he divvy it out? No, because it's kozachar ksev. Also, by the way, he can't do that either. Why? Because he's not a gadol yet.
Just like all the other cases as well.
Exactly.
that
pshetel goes through every area of Judaism. Every area.
Sfira,
that was a big one. How about this one? When you started the meal, he wasn't bar mitzvah. When you finished the meal, he was. Can he join in the Zimun? Never thought of that one. It's a big machlokas. Rav Shlomo Zalman, modern day poskim, talk about that issue. It comes up everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so.
So the Kohen can't give his family food?
No, he can. No, they can eat. They can eat. Not the women. Not the kol zachar rashi, not the women. But the boys, yes. The boy, what? What do you mean?
Oh, he can't be on Matzah Shabbos.
Correct.
So,
correct.
If he was sitting for Shabbos, he already had that issue.
Right. I'm sorry. What you was that, Mr. Morgan? You okay?
Yeah.
So he's allowed to eat. The boys are allowed to eat. So what do you mean? But then I'll do a voda. So then we just say have to go hand in hand. So Gemara says, Ela ma yochlena. What does it mean? Eat? It doesn't mean eat. It means yichal kena. It means to divide it up. That a katan can't do. He can eat 100%. He can't divide it up. Roy lechitu cholek, if you're roy to do avoda, then you could be the one in charge of giving it out. Eino roy lechitu, eino cholek. If you're not, roy, then you can't give it out. Harei balmum, what about a balmum? De eino roy lechitu v'cholek. He can't do avoda. He's allowed to be in charge of giving it out. So Gemara says, you're right. Now balmum, you're not right. Balmum, rachmana rabbi, the Torah said so. Okay, I tell you, the Torah said so. It says, "Call zachar b'kahanim l'rabos balmum," includes a balmum. So, right? Torah included him. The emal called zachar l'rabos tful yom. Maybe he comes to include a tful yom. No, mistabra balmum havelel ribui. It must have meant to include a balmum. You know why? Shekin ochel, because a balmum is allowed to eat the karbanos, and a tful yom's not. So obviously, I have two people to who can give it out: a katan, sure not, a balmum or a tful yom. I'll pick up Balmum. Balmum can at least eat it. Tzulyom can't even eat it. So why should Tzulyom be in charge of the giving it out? Doesn't make any sense. He can't even eat it. At least Balmum can eat it. Adarabah, what do you mean? Tzulyom have a little riboy. I should include Tzulyom. You know why? Dilu'urta mechzi chazi. Because at night, he'll be able to do avoda. Balmum still can't do avoda tonight. So in a way, Tzulyom's better. You hear? So Gemara says, no, but hashtami lo chazi. Right now, he's not eligible. And a balmum is eligible to eat. Therefore, he wins.
But the status changes faster.
I know, but that's the Gemara asked that question. Gemara says, no, I don't care about what's going to happen tonight, but right now, the balmum beats him. Why does the balmum beat him? Because the balmum can eat and he can't. Right now.
Balmum can't also serve. He can't do
eating. So the Gemara asked that. No, that doesn't matter. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Michti. 1 minute. Says Rabbi Yosef, 1 second. Mayochlenu, what does it mean to eat over here? It doesn't mean to eat, we said. What does it mean? Yechalkenu. To divide it up. So then, lichto rechmanu, yichalkenu. Why did the Torah say that? Why did the Torah say that? Oh, he meant that. So why did the Torah just say it straight out? Why did the Torah have to say it in such a vague way? Eating doesn't mean eating. It means even giving it out. So say, give it out. Mayochlenu. Why did it say eat? Shmamina, it must be no. Roy lachila cholek. Shein roy lachila, ain't a cholek. Right? And it can't be a tful yom. Because it's ain't a roy lachila. Okay? Now, by Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish has the following question. Ready for this question? It's like a Rabbi Yirmiyah question. Bal mum v'hu tamei. He's a bal mum, but it also happens to be tamei. A sheret happened to fall on top of him and he made him tamei. So can he divvy out the karbanos? Mahu sheyachloku lo. Can they divvy it out? Does it mean to him?
He's tamei, how can you touch it?
What? Kiva de lo chazi, since he wasn't eligible, why is he not eligible? Because he has a mum, for Rachmana Ribye. Torah said that doesn't make a difference. I'm going to allow this guy, even though he has a mum. So loshna, mali tame, mali balmum. What's the difference why he's not eligible now? Torah gave him the stamp of approval. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Roy lachila cholek. Roy lachila you get. Ain't a roi lachila, ain't a cholek. If not, not. Very simple. Amar Rabba, Tashma. I'll bring a raya from the following vart. Kohen Gadol is an exception. He's allowed to be makriv when he's an onain. Makriv onain ve'ena ochel. He's a makriv when he's an onain, if he wants to, or he has to, but ve'ena ochel, but he doesn't eat from that carbon. Why not? Ve'ena cholek lechol le'erev. And he even can't eat it, even though that night his status is going to change. Not going to be an onan anymore. Still doesn't eat from the carbon. What do you see? Says Rashi. Look right here. Rashi right next to it. Ve'ena cholek lechol be'erev. Look at sheyiftar ma'ani nuso. When his aninus is going to go away at night. Why is it going to go away at night? So we're going to get to that tomorrow and really Sunday's daf, Tishrov's daf. The whole, what an onan is going to be five-way, it's a very complicated daf. No, that's the wrong word. It's not complicated at all. Just a lot of shitas. A lot of opinions. So, Alma, what do you see from here? I mean Rashi. Af al-daf de karidin ha-machate osa, even though he's allowed to do the avoda, this onin kohen gadol, lo palig, de'ikr chaluka ba'achila, tolim de'afgir rachmanah b'loshan achila. Hilkach, man de'maisi raya mi'balmum, kodim tuma de'palig. Right, so what do you see from here? If a kohen gadol, who's allowed to do avoda, when he's an onin, doesn't get to eat, we don't say that his kahuna gadola status trumps his anina status. We don't say that. So too, if a guy is a Balmum and a Tame, we don't say his Balmum trumps his Tumah and his Ladi. We don't say that. Shmamina, it's a right from here. Roy Lachila V'in on Shmamina. So he has to be able to eat it. There's a quirk that a Kohen Gadol will own and can do Avodah. He could do the Avodah. He can't eat it. There's a quirk that a Balmum Kohen Head Yod is allowed to eat Karbanos. That's true. That's true. But if it's a Balmum, but if he's a Tame also, he can't. By Rav Oshia. Rav Oshia has another kasha. Tamei bekarbonos tzibur mahu sheyachlokula. What about a Tamei who's going to perform a carbon tzibur? Why is he performing a carbon tzibur? Because the whole Klal Yisrael is Tamei. So if the whole Klal Yisrael is Tamei, there's a rule, Tumah hutra b'tzibur, then the carbon can be brought even in Tumah. So now can the Kohen eat from this carbon? He's Tamei also. Can he eat from it? So it's the same answer. The answer is no. Me and Marina, do we say the Mechati Abrahmana Fahinami Mechatihu? Well, I effectuated the kapara, whatever I was supposed to do for this carbon, I did it. So therefore I could eat it. O Dilma, Roy Lachila Bukholik, Ina Rachila Inocholik. No. Roy Lachila yes, Ina Rachila no. Right? And by the way, just in case you know, what kind of carbon tzibur is edible for a Kohen? What is that even? What Kohen tzibur is edible for a Kohen? The answer is there are five of them. The Omer, Shtei Alechem, Lechem Aponim, the goats on Shavuos, and the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, that's a good trivia question. I'm a Ravina. Tashma.
Isn't everyone else Tamei also?
Yeah.
So who needs it? I guess if one Kohen is not
Tamei. One Kohen is not, or nobody. Nobody. So nobody will eat the Omer, what can I tell you?
So you can bring it.
You can bring it. Right. So maybe since you can bring it, it trumps the fact that you can't eat it. So it doesn't. Right? Amarvina, Tashma, we're giving the same right from the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, Makriv Onein, Ve'ena Ochel, Ve'ena Cholek, Lechol Erev. But he can't eat it. Even though at night, he'll be eligible to eat it. He still can't. Why not? Because his Aninus beats the fact that he's a Kohen Gadol. Shmamina, what do you see? Roy Lachila Be'inon, Shmamina. Right? Okay. Fine. Very good. So remember the Mishnah said, that the Mishnah said, "Kol she'enu roi la'avoda, ena cholek," right? Which implies, we said about a balmum is an exception. And what if you're roi la'avoda? Then you do cholek.
Right.
So Tosfos asks, there are two more exceptions now, where you're roi la'avoda and ena cholek. A Kohen Gadol who's an onin. So Roy Lavoda doesn't ain't a cholik, and a tzibur that's all tamei. Roy Lavoda ain't a cholik. Two more cases. Okay, very good. Then we said, onein nogeya the eno makriv. An onein is allowed to touch the carbon. Doesn't make it tamei. Nothing. He's allowed to touch it, but he can't eat it. Right? The ruminhu, ruminhi. 1 minute. Onein. What if he's an Onein, Umechusar Kippurim? And he's also Umechusar Kippurim. Meaning, he's an Onein. Umechusar Kippurim means he has to bring Karbanos. Right? He's an Onein and he's a Umechusar Kippurim. Tzrichim Tvila L'Kodesh. He has to go to the mikvah to be able to eat Kochim. Right? 1 second. Now, there's a halacha that somebody who's lacking karbanos, a mechusar kippurim, what does he have to do? He has to become tar, bring the karbanos, and mid the rabbanon, he also has to go to the mikvah. He has to go to the mikvah. So onein u'mechusar kippurim tzrichim tevila lakodesh. He has to go to the mikvah. But the question is, why does he have to go to the mikvah? Right? What?
After your tummy went into steps, how you go to the mikvah?
He's not tummy, he needs kapara.
Correct. So the reason why you have to go to the mikvah is because that...
part of the process, I think.
It's not part of the process. It's a gzera derabanan. You're going to have hesech hadas. Why are you mechusar kippurim, by the way? Because you wore tummy.
Right.
You got out of it. Maybe you have, you forgot what you forgot about your tumah, whatever. You touched something, so go to the mikvah.
Right.
Now, if that's true, then how could Onan, how could he touch Kachem? He's tameh. Onan and Mechusa Kippurim, he has to go to the mikvah because he's Mechusa Kippurim. What does that mean? That means he's like a little bit of tameh in him. Right. How do we let him touch, how can, and he's an Onan also. So how could he touch anything? Maybe he's going to make it tameh. That's the Gemara's question. What? Gets where? No, not an Onan.
Anyone.
Onan?
Everyone.
So,
you have to fear enough.
Fine, fear enough. So then why does it say, why does the Mishnah say that an Onan can touch Kachem? He said an Onan can touch Kachem, but he can't bring Karbanos. Why can he touch Kachem? Huh? I know, but if he's a Mechusa Kippurim, he is a little bit Tame.
Right.
So then how could such a person touch Kachem?
Right.
So Gemara answers, not a little kind of kasha is that. Amar Vami, Amar Vyokan, low kasha. Khan Kishatavel. He went to the mikvah already. And Khan, right? Here, he went to the mikvah. Khan, that Mishnah over there, was Bishalot Taval. Therefore, he has to go to the mikvah. He went to the mikvah already over here. What kind of kasha is that? And there's, he went to the mikvah. So Gemara says, what?
He's not a
Mechusa Kippurim. He's waiting. Correct, exactly. Exactly the answer. So the Gemara asks, V'chi Taval, he went to the mikvah, my havis, big deal. Ha-hadra ole aninos. That doesn't take your aninos away. You go to mikvah at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You're still an onain. The Omar Rabba Barbar Huna, onain shetaval. If an onain goes to the mikvah, aninus chozeres alav. The aninus comes back. And doesn't do anything. You're still an onain.
Well, it never went away.
What?
It never went away.
It maybe it went away regarding the Mechusa Kippurim aspect, but you still have it.
That's right.
I thought an onain was Potiphar or mitzvah. So, I mean,
as provider.
He asked that question. The answer is, it's not the Onan that we're talking about.
It's a different type
of Onan. We're gonna see over the next 2 days what exactly is going on with this person. Why is he an Onan? It's very complicated. Okay? So, the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, Ha, Da Asech Daite. Over there, it has a Hadas. Therefore, it was a problem. Ha, but over here, Delo, Asech Daite. Okay? So the Gemara asks, "Hesach Adas Shlishi Ushvi Boy." If you have Hesach Adas, that means you were like the Gemara equates it as if you're a real Tamei person. You have Hesach Adas, and you have to go back and have the Paraduma on the third day and the seventh day. Why? You have Hesach Adas. Maybe you went back to that same mace and touched it again. You have Hesach Adas. You forgot about it. You should require that. Damer of Yustoi Bar Matun Amar Biyochanan Hesach Adas. If you have Hesach Hadas, and you're in this, we don't say anybody walking around has Hesach Hadas, what are we thinking about today? Nothing. Oh my God, you have to go to the Paraduma. No, we don't say that. Hesach Hadas, only somebody who was Tamei, and now he's still forgetful, and he's not thinking about his Tumah, he probably Tamei again, he has to go back to the Paraduma for third day and seventh day sprinkling. So we say that about that guy. So, Lo Kasha, not Akasha, Ha, was talking about that issue. That is someone who has a hadas, has to go back to the Paraduma. That's what I'm talking about. The Asach Daite mi Tomas Meis. He has a hadas from Tomas Meis. Ha, in our case, but we don't require that. It's the Asach Hadas mi Tomas Sheretz. The only thing he forgot about was, of course he was careful, didn't have a hadas from Tomas Meis. That's what got him here in the first place. So he has a hadas, doesn't have a hadas about that. He's very focused on that very much. Goes to go near any Mason, doesn't make sure he doesn't get Tomas from Mason. What about Shrutzim? Nah, not so concerned about that. Not thinking about that. Sounds like Gemara is going to ask, such a thing, a person has such a thing in his head, he's only worried about this Tumah, not that Tumah. Right? Where am I up to?
Tomei Sheretz.
Tomei Sheretz. Tomei Al Yisahu. Herav Shemesh Boy. 1 second. He has Hesach Hadas from, he doesn't have Hesach Hadas from Tumah Sheretz? That's real Tumah. That's real Tumah. He has to wait for nightfall for that. Va'od, I feel a trumanami. Then even truma, the same story. You should never be able to eat truma. You'd never be tar enough to eat truma. We're afraid of Hesach Hadas. So, Amr of Yermia, the mishta over there that said, I have to go to the mikvah, was Ba'omer. A guy said, Nishmarti midavar hat mitama'ani. I was careful about things that make me tame. But velo nishmarti midavar haposlani. But I wasn't careful for things that make me puzzle. Meaning, tuma at some point stops. So you have a dead body, touches item A, touches item B, maybe item C now, maybe item, after that it's no more tuma. So I was careful from a mace and a rishon and a sheni, but and a shlishi and a revi, if it's a truman kachim. But after that I wasn't careful. So, if it's kachim and it's a shlishi, it'll make you into a revi, but you can't impart further tuma. It stops by there. It can't impart tuma further. It stops by there. So the person says, I was nizer in making sure I don't become tame to impart tuma to someone else. That I was very careful about. But I wasn't careful if the tuma will stop with me. That I wasn't careful about. Okay? Rashi says, yeah. Right? V'lona shmarti midavar hapaslani. Right? Rashi says, look at the last Rashi on the bottom. L'achilas kachim midrabanan. D'lo boy harif shemesh. You don't harif shemesh for that. It's only possible midrabanan. V'chein l'gabi truma, b'omer nishmarti midavar hapaslani mitruma. V'shnoi d'chikuhu, v'lo mitikum b'maskana hachi. That's a very dochic answer. We're not going to live with that answer, says Rashi. It's a very dochic answer. I was careful about that tumma and not that kind of tumma. It's very, very difficult. They're very careful. Now Rashi says, now the Gemara says, u'meyikidit tirusa l'palga. Can someone have a half a guarding like that? He's guarding, he's careful about this and not about that. In yes. For Tanya, we learned, Odeo asal al rosho, if some guy has a basket on his head, right, he has a basket of te'enim on his head, hamagrefa besocho, and there's some kind of utensil in the basket, v'omar, and he says, libi al asal, I'm making sure the basket doesn't become tummy. I'm very careful about this basket. Vein libi al hamagrefa, but I'm not careful about the utensil, and I couldn't care less about the utensil. Hasal tar, hamagrefa t'meya. So the sal is tar. Why? Because we trust him that he was careful. The magref is tame. Why? He wasn't careful about that. Vititame magrefa l'sal. So then why doesn't the utensil matame the basket? The answer is, in kli, matame kli. A kli that's not an avatuma can't be matame another kli. So the magrefa can't be matame the basket. Umatame asha besocho. So why can't it be matame all the dates inside? The figs. Amarava, ba'omer, shamartiha, midavar, hatuma, falomar shamartiha, midavar, hapsula. I was careful about the tuma, but I wasn't careful about the last stage. So this is not the last stage, so he was careful about it.
Very fine line.
Correct. The point is that you have such a fine line. Let's get to the two dots. Iglal milsa, v'umatame l'kame, dev avarbarbamal. This idea was bounced about in the base of Medrash until it got to him. Rav Ramamal Amalei Lo Shmila Hada Amar of Yochanan Amar Rav Halachal Shlishi Shel Truma Aser Lechel. If you eat Shlishi of Truma, you're not allowed to eat more Truma, but Mutaliga, you can touch more Truma. Why? Because you can't impart Truma anymore. It ends by you, right? But you can't eat more Truma because you're Tamei. You understand? Alma, what do you see? Bachila avir banu maila. By eating it, they were machmir. Benegia lo avir banu maila. But by touching it, not. No such maila like that. Right? So you see there's a distinction, such fine distinction in the world of tumah between going further down the line, more tumah, and stopping over here. So regarding eating, we stopped over here. Regarding eating, we didn't stop. Your tummy. But regarding touching, we stopped. Okay? So we'll stop here. This is already tomorrow's daf. So hopefully we'll finish this, and if we can. It's a long story, but we'll get super close. What?
Is there a
chance
tomorrow?
No. Yeah. Daf Yomi? Yeah. Regular time. Regular 8:10. Regular time. Regular location.
What time is on Sunday?
There's no daf on Sunday.
No, but the
rabbi said no.
He said no.